Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's verses are from Psalm 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not yourself from my plea for mercy. Attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint, and I moan because of the noise of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they drop trouble upon me, and in anger they bear a grudge against me. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Yes, I would wander far away, I would lodge in the wilderness. I would hurry to find a shelter from the raging wind and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, divide their tongues, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around it on its walls, and iniquity and trouble are within it. Ruin is in its midst, oppression and fraud do not depart from its marketplace. For it is not an enemy who taunts me, then I could bear it. It is not an adversary who deals insolently with me, then I could hide from him. But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. We used to take sweet counsel together. Within God's house, we walked in the throng. Let death steal over them. Let them go down to Sheol alive, for evil is in their dwelling place and in their heart. But I call to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I utter my complaint and moan, and he hears my voice. He redeems my soul in safety from the battle that I wage, for many are arrayed against me. God will give ear and humble them, he who is enthroned from of old, because they do not change and do not fear God. My companion stretched out his hand against his friends. He violated his covenant. His speech was smooth as butter, yet war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, will cast them down into the pit of destruction. Men of blood and treachery shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in you. In the 1920s, there was an American physiologist named Walter Bradford Cannon who coined the phrase, fight or flight, in relation to stress response. It is a term which describes our body's natural tendency to either fight back or flee from a real or perceived threat to one's safety or well-being. Our psalmist today seems to have found himself in a strange city surrounded by enemies and evil of all sorts. He is overwhelmed with the horrors and fears of very hostile and threatening conditions, so much so that he even fears for his very life. And one of his initial responses to the extreme distress is to flee. Oh, that I had wings like a dove! I would fly away and be at rest. How many times do we, friends, find ourselves in a similar situation? I know I personally have had several periods during my life when I've been laboring under intense worry or despair, sadness or danger, and I thought the same thing. Lord, take me out of this place and set me down somewhere more peaceful, in a beautiful field of flowers beside a babbling brook. To be able to sprout wings and fly away to such a quiet place of refuge and shelter, away from harm, the worries of everyday life, and uncertainty, sounds like a blissful miracle. But, just like our psalmist today, it doesn't quite happen like that. Likewise, literally fighting back against our human enemies is rarely in our best interest and most likely will result in only more pain and suffering, both physically and spiritually. But that doesn't mean that we are left on our own with nowhere to turn, trapped inside a dark place surrounded by evil and fear, all alone. With God, we are never alone. With God, we are never buried so far beneath the burden of worry that there is no way out. With God, we can be certain that someone hears our pleas and will not simply share our load, but carry it fully. Verse 22 says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you." It doesn't say only the really big burdens or only a few of your burdens. It means whatever burden you are carrying, whether it is small or large, whether it's one you've agonized over many times, or if it's the first time you've brought it before God. I know sometimes it's hard to admit that we can't fix things, or we can't handle every problem. But we must learn not to be afraid to humble ourselves and go to God directly in prayer. He already knows us and loves us. He hears me and He hears you. God is omniscient. He already knows what is troubling you and is pleased when you come to Him in prayer and cast all your burdens on Him. We hear God's promise again in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. God is not like the disloyal friend from the psalm today. God does not betray or forsake us. I looked up the definition of the word cast, and it does not mean a weak or careless toss. It means this: to move or throw something in a forceful way, to send or direct something in the direction of someone or something. Picture yourself casting your prayers of worry on Christ, specific, bold prayers, with trust that God will hear and not forget. Imagine writing them on a piece of paper and leaving it at the foot of the cross. You know, there is great relief when a friend takes time to listen and to share your sorrows. How much greater is it then when the Lord our God takes time to listen, to hear our prayers, and is actually powerful enough to bring us the real comfort and joy. Our worries when life looks bleak, our fears when things go wrong, our guilt over our sins and mistakes, our feelings of hopelessness when we have no control over situations, these are all burdens our loving Shepherd, Jesus Christ, is willing to carry for us. There is no burden too heavy, too embarrassing, or too impossible for Christ. He doesn't get bored with us or annoyed with us when we ask the same things over and over. No, He loves us. He desires us to lean on Him and trust Him. The battle with Satan is never-ending, and unfortunately, that means we cannot live a life free of sin or its effects. But God is always there in the midst of the storm, carrying our burdens, leading us out of the storm to calm and peaceful waters. He defeated Satan and will protect all who love and trust Him from being snatched out of God's hand by the evil foe who seeks only to destroy our faith. In Romans 8, verse 28, the word of the Lord reminds us, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." We may not be able to sprout wings and fly away to avoid our troubles, but we don't need those wings. God will always be our refuge, our shelter, our place of peace and rest in a sometimes ugly world. Cast all your burdens on the Lord, and God will never permit you, the righteous, to be moved. We pray, gracious Heavenly Father, hear the prayers of our heart and do not turn away. Help us to humbly yet boldly cast all our fears on You, trusting You to bear them in deep love and care for each one of us. Strengthen our faith to live joyfully and confidently in Your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.